Live from your neighborhood, it's the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
You made it.
I know, right? No, listen, here's the thing. Joe Gresko comes from radio background, so he gets it. And immediately you knew right away. We have State Representative Joe Gresko sitting here, which I didn't know you were going to be joining us this morning. This is amazing. You don't even look that tired. Weren't you just in Hartford 5 seconds ago?
About 6 hours ago, but yes, it was a good session, and we got a lot of good work done, balanced our budget. The Stratford delegation tried to make sure that we made sure that Stratford was hooked up, and I think we did a good job.
And we have Mayor Laura Heydick, which I'm so excited, Mayor. I'm finally meeting you in person. How many times have we talked over the phone, and now you're here? I'm so glad.
That's great. Yeah, I love meeting you, too.
It's great to have you both here. And I do want to say something that was very wholesome before we got on the air was you guys said we work really well together. Now, Representative Gresko, you are a Democrat, and Laura Heydick, you are a Republican, but you work very nicely together, which I think is not a headline you usually see in today's world. How do you do that?
We both have Stratford interests first, and we might do it a little differently or come at it from different perspectives, but there's a mutual respect, there's great communication, and there's collaboration.
That's incredible. I love that. And yes, and Representative Gresko, I mean, let's talk about, you did just come off of legislative session wrapped at midnight. You made it here, and what would you say are some of the key takeaways from this session?
We balanced the budget, no new tax increases. We made investments in areas that are focusing in on children and a lot of things like universal pre-K and starting those types of investments. We made some investments in housing. Not all of the ones that I particularly agreed with, but, you know, sometimes you have to work behind the scenes and soften the rough edges on things, and then if they change things that you ask for, then you vote for it. And one of the things that long-term that the mayor and I have been working on is trying to get some of the existing affordable housing units in Stratford classified as affordable housing. So in passing this bill and changing some of the language, we have the opportunity to finally make that happen. Something happen.
How do you feel about that, Mayor Heydick?
I feel good about this legacy housing that has been substantiated for our long history. We're talking about literally the first workforce housing out of World War II that was for our veterans coming home in Success Village and in Stony Brook Co-op. And it doesn't count for affordable housing stock, but it is affordable.
I'm glad you said that because I was thinking about Success Village and I never understood why that wasn't considered it. As you know, I've done a ton of work on Success Village and they don't call it that.
They don't.
But that's exactly what it is, though.
It is affordable, but it doesn't fit the criteria of the state statute that says it's deed restricted. But it is affordable. And these are the kind of things by working together as a team or a group of people for the same interest that we can make some significant changes for the betterment of Stratford.
Yeah, interesting, amazing. And so, again, we have the mayor here who I've not had the chance to meet in person, but finally having her sit across from me, and it's wonderful, as well as State Representative Joe Gresko, who's here. We have a lot of exciting things also happening in Stratford as early as this weekend, Mayor. Do you mind just kind of running down what's going on and what people can get in on?
I'd love to talk about Celebrate Stratford. It's a great series of events. They're sponsored by the business community in the region, actually. And this weekend is Main Street Festival, formerly known as Stratford Day. But it's Main Street Festival, and it's run by the Stratford Rotary Club, which is a great community organization. They are phenomenal. And it is from 10 to 4 on Saturday. Main Street will be closed from the center of town through Ferry Boulevard, Stratford Avenue. So don't try to drive your car down there. And there's so many vendors, and I think you have Stratford Rotary on your list. Are they talking to you today?
No, they said, you got this.
Okay, great. Okay.
So, they said, you've got this one.
So they have a phenomenal amount of vendors and community groups and food and entertainment. So it'll be a great day.
Yeah, it is going to be a great day. And Representative Gresko, I'm always curious because people always think, you know, when the session's over, that's sort of it. But would you call yourself a lawmaker all year round? Like, can people still reach out to you, talk to you, give you, you know, what they would like to be focused on, even though we're not technically in session?
I would encourage it. Even though we're a part-time legislature, if you do the job right, it's full-time. So I'll be at the Stratford Festival. Luckily, I'm a Rotarian, so we'll be working that. And I want to put a plug out for the Stratford Old Timers Athletic guys. They'll have a booth there. And I'll be working with them on Saturday. So it's a fun day.
Yeah,
it's a fun day.
It is. There's a lot to love. And I know WACC, the Voice of Connecticut, I think we have a booth that's set up there, too. So we can't wait to be a part of it as well. And I want to thank you both for being a part of our diner tour, our first time being in Stratford. And I already told my bosses we better come back every single year because there's just something very special about Stratford. And certainly being here at Blue Sky has been awesome. So thank you both. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for picking Stratford.
Oh, absolutely. Wouldn't miss it. Never again. We will always be in Stratford. I can promise you that. It's been a really great experience. So thank you both for being part of it.